Yeah, Marissa, how are you? We're going to continue on in the meaning of the Torah that he started. But you have to make a Torah delay. You have to make your Torah. And we spoke out at the end that there comes out there's two ways to make your Torah. One is through Kiddushin Torah. One is through Chazon Masechta many times and having it mamash like yours, like a natural thing. Now, I just want to be more. What does Kedushat Torah mean? That's one thing I'm trying to learn. Kedushat Torah means that you chazer it over and you're omel on it until you get a clarity in what it says that you didn't get the first time. It means that there's a way to understand it on a simple level. And through your amelus, you got to a deeper understanding of it. It does not have to mean that you have to create a maroch of Rebbe Kveger in order to be considered under the category of Chiddushei Torah. Chiddushei Torah means person worked on it and they ended up understanding it a little bit deeper, a little bit better, a little bit more profound than they understood it before. That's the yisod of Chiddushei Torah, and that is what he's talking about. Now, the lashon that he writes over here is Ve'amar, Shekol Tfilosoi. Me'oidai haya noisin avor din echa mechidusha gemara. So that's a little of a tefillah. Shekol tefillah me'oidai, all his tefillahs from the day he was born, haya noisin, he would give avor din echa mechidusha gemara. For one din, he was mechadish. So again, a din that you're mechadish doesn't have to mean that you made up the halacha. It means a din that you came out of from Amel and the Gemara. You work Gemara, and you finally understood it to the point that it wasn't so simple to understand, and you got it clear. That I would do all my davening for that. So what does it mean? I would do all my davening for that. What does Rav Chaim Voloshin mean? So it comes out that there's two pshatim in the Mefarshim. What he means? One pshat in the Mefarshim is he means that the main thing he would daven for his whole life is for that. That's the main thing I would daven for. The main thing that I would give up all my tefillahs for everything else and just daven for this. That's one pshat. But Rabbi Elie Weintraub, Zechet Tzadik B'Kogis L'Vorcha, he learned a pshat in Nefesh HaChaim over here differently. He learned pshat is that all the dargos in Ruchnius that I would reach in Korva to Kadosh Baruch Hu, all my tefillahs, my whole life, I would give up those levels for the Korva that I reached through having a Chiddush and Din. That's how Rabbi Yerushalayim learned up this line. It's an unbelievable shot. He's saying, Rabbi Chaim Voloshin is tefillah, no ordinary tefillah. Saying Pashas of Chaim Voloshin's tefillah was through the Shemayim and the Ad Ba'ad Bechlal. And, probably we never experienced any tefillah similar to that or anyone that did that or anything like that. He writes that Me'oidai, every tefillah is di too much. Every tefillah that anyone ever davened is different than the one before it. It's like, but he accepted from Rabbi Elie Weintraub that the korva I get to a Kadosh Baruch Hu through one chiddush din that I'm yotzei mitoich the sugyas is more korva than I get from all my tefillah that I ever had. It's major. What?
To huge.
Yeah, here's what he writes. Oh, Shem Rabbi Elie Weintraub, Huvul Farish, Dibri Rabbeinu Kan. The Bolam Denu, Shakati couldn't shatiki baats my dates to Lois of me oidoi. A dying anum bimajigas a tikun, Shalchidush echon minagamara, by noisin avuroi, cotikunit filoisa. He ain't erech lagoidal nerois, niflois inin chidushim amitim beter upo u, who will say him lamaila.
Thank you.
Unbelievable, no? Now, the Chazon Ish, in the beginning of Or HaChaim, I'll show you later if you want. In the beginning of Or HaChaim, the Chazon Ish has a list of Mamari Chazal that about Chizuk HaTorah. Different things that he would look at when he wanted to get a chizuk.
In the beginning of Shabbos, Jewish Chazon Ish?
Shabbos, Jewish. In the Sept of Shabbos, yeah.
No, he did it on Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, Shulchan Aruch, yeah. That's also true. It's chidushim. But in the beginning of the same Chazon Ish, he has a list of Mamari Chazal that he goes through the whole Shas of different snippets in a turn Nick Nisal and Misha Mayim Nisatzma Yalav. Different, you know. So over there, Daka quotes this from Ben Lashner. Kol Tfilasi Me'oidi Aisi Noisin Avordin Echad Mechidush HaGomar. That gave the Chazon Ish a lot of chizuk, that line. That person can mechadish a halacha mitoich a melos in the sugya, that chiddush is ner. And it's yidua that Rav Chaim Volozhin gave him a lot of chashivas to chiddush yitara, which again, what we were saying with chiddush yitara means without a cut and paste. It doesn't have to mean that, you know, you had your own kasha, you thought of a ra'ah, you thought of a teretz, and you built up a whole stick of Torah. No. Yeah, we're not talking about that. We're talking about, my brother, we're talking about that. But I won't talk about that. We're talking about if a person learned something and they thought they understood it, but they said, you know what, I want to understand it a little bit better. And they went and understood it a little bit better. And by understanding it a little bit better, they got even more clarity. And that little clarity is called Chiddush HaTorah. Why? Because you only came to it through a melos. Now, that leads us to the next ois in the Nefesh HaChaim, I mean, in the Ruach and whatever we're learning, in Keser Oish. The next ois, I'll skip this first half, but the second half is this. Haloimid Poisek Beloy Gemara. If a person paskins Shilas without knowing the Sugya, and he paskins straight from the Shulchan Aruch, okay, before I introduce this, let me explain something. Has anyone here ever looked or been ma'ayin in the Bira Gra on any Shulchan Aruch? We have, some of us. Why? What's the mahalach of the Gra? He's mitzayin the Gemara that negeya to the Shulchan Aruch. Why is he doing that? This is an encyclopedia. Why is he doing that? It's a hashkafa piece, what he's doing. Not just a encyclopedic work. It's about what Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in the Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in the introduction to in the introduction to the Bira Gros Pirish and Shulchan Aruch. What he writes over there in the following, he says in Geshmak Hazach, that the Gra held that writing the Shulchan Aruch was a chorban. It was a chorban Klai Yisrael, but it was a necessary chorban. But those that don't have to fall into the trap of the chorban shouldn't. What was a chorban? Shulchan Aruch, Reis of Kavod, chorban, what's going on? He says, before the Shulchan Aruch was written, you could only say a halacha, or know the halacha, or work on the halacha, if you learned the Gemara. And you learn the sugya well, then you learn the Tosfos, then you learn the Rosh, then you learn the Rif, then you learn the Ran, then you learn the Rashba, then you learn the Ramban, then you learn the Rambam. Now you're either have the halacha or you're thoroughly confused. But either way, you worked on the sugya. Now you have all the Rishonim. Now you understand what's going on in the sugya. You have to decide what the halacha is. Okay. So in this scenario, according to Tosfos, the halacha will be like this. According to Rashi, the halacha is like that. According to the Rambam, the halacha is like this. If you have the Rif and the Rambam versus the Rosh, then you decide what to do, and you figure out the halacha. The rational weighs in this way, and whatever, you figured out the halacha. And Ramela, you could apply it differently in different cases. Well, in this scenario, the Rambam would be machmer. In this scenario, the Rosh would be machmer, and or Mekel, and you would have different scenarios. What did the Shulchan Aruch come do? It's right here. It says Mutar. Let's go. Done. So the Gra, in order to dilute that, basically what he's saying to you by writing his pirush is, no, this halacha is not, you're not paskening this because it says it in the Shulchan Aruch. You're paskening this because this is the way the Shulchan Aruch came out of the sugya. And I'm telling you that either I agree that's how I came out of the sugya, I disagree on how I came out of the sugya. But this is based on the Gemara and the sugya, and you have to ma'amal on it. Ad kidei kach, that the Vilna Gaon told people that the writing of the Shulchan Aruch was tzaddikim yelchu bam v'poshim yikashlu bam. Poshim yikashlu bam, they'll learn just the Shulchan Aruch. Tzaddikim yelchu bam is that they're going to know their Shas so well that they'll use the Shulchan Aruch as a chazar of the Shas. Right, so you learn the Shulchan Aruch and you remember that sugya. It's not the tachlis to learn the Shulchan Aruch.
Kids are pissing at Rosh.
Yeah. Right. So now that stems this whole halach very well with what we just said before. The kol tefilosi vayinosin avol chiddush shachem nashas means if you could be yoid moitzia halacha from the shas. And you take out a yedia in Torah from the Shas, from the amelus you did in the Shas, then that is a real amelus, that's Lusha Torah, and that ain't l'shire, but ain't l'tire. That is the godless of amelus v'Torah. So he says that haloimit poisik below Gemara, someone that learns the poiskim without the Gemara, so a lot of people say is, she said, keep dogging below pilpul, and it's like eating fish without the spices. You're missing the spices, you're just learning the Shulchan Aruch without the Gemara, you're missing the spice. Dr. Stein, Rabbeinu Amar, it's keep pilpul and below dog. You're eating the spice, you're not eating the fish. Meaning to say, if everyone else said, look, the Ikra is the Shulchan Aruch. It's nice. If you know the Gemara, it's a spice. If you learn the Shulchan Aruch, you eat the spice. The Shulchan Aruch is just the spice on top of the Shas. You don't know the Gemara. And if you know the Gemara, then you can know the Shulchan Aruch. And if you're doing just the Shulchan Aruch, it's like eating the spice without eating the fish. So he had a different perspective on this than everybody else. And that's why, by the way, if you read the Chuvas of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, which I just bought from the Kol, it's put out the Chuvas of Chaim Volozhiner. So if you read the Chuvas of Rav Chaim Volozhiner,
what's it on?
Chuvas. It's one volume. It's called Chut Mesholish. It's different. So every Chuva there, he doesn't just say, "Well, Shachar Pasen is this." Every Chuva has been the Papal and the Makoris back forth. The Baal Nachas David writes about his Rebbe Chaim Volozhiner that Kasher Yadativ, I know for a fact, he chazar al kol hashat kulon b'shloshi yamim, he chazar the entire shas in 3 days, but tzerich iyun din echad, so you can pass in one shayma. So, it's not bad.
He sat through with every single Gemara.
No, it means he went through the Shas. Yeah.
In his head.
What?
In his head.
Yeah. So, Al Kapanim, right, so that is the story. There's a lot here, a lot to discuss. This is all, it's good schmuck stuff, nice. This is the clarity. All right, Shkar Kaboisai. Have a good night.
Thanks very much. Have a good night.
Thank you.